Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky around one." Ames lets it rip. Strikes it two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Bablich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary final. For the first time in their history, Freo are at home.
Kick
the second last week of the season.
He's kicked the goal.
Looking for their first ever grand final. Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates.
In today's episode, we'll be reviewing the last two games since we missed the podcast, and we'll also be looking at the injury list and taking some questions from our Instagram followers.
This is our second take of the day. We just spent
the
about
audio
half,
didn't work.
We spent about half an hour recording it and just to
find out the audio didn't work.
Yes, we need to keep an eye on this because last time we did this again, it stopped recording. So if you're good at audio for podcast, shoot us a message on Instagram.
Talking_Freo.
That's it. Gotta get
all the latest Freo news within 5 minutes.
It's within before it happens, remember?
Yeah, I mean that's a bit hard, but you know.
I
think we'll just give ourselves a 5 minute time period.
Okay, if there's news and we don't get it out within 5 minutes, what's the punishment? There has to be a punishment. I feel like we have to have a punishment.
I don't want to be too bad.
You don't want to be too bad. Okay. Well, you can think of a punishment if we think it's suitable.
Yeah, you can send options for punishments on Instagram as well.
Okay. So, first up on the agenda, let's just briefly talk about the Gold Coast game. We showed up for about
2.5 quarters.
Yeah, 2.5 quarters. We weren't on the field for the first 10 minutes of the second.
We didn't touch the ball for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So
that was good. That was
love to watch that.
A Fife went down with a
hamstring.
A really light hamstring.
Could be back this weekend. So should be.
He didn't look serious at all. I think he was just obviously
no Fife, no worries.
Yeah, no Fife, no worries. As we are against the bottom placed Adelaide team, but we will be pushing finals still. We're 2.5.
It's very unlikely. But we're still a chance.
Flag medal all the way.
We have to win this weekend, though.
Oh, especially with the short
I know season. We said this every week, but this is actually a must win.
Yeah, it proves itself because we haven't really come up against. I mean, we come up against Port Adelaide.
You heard it right here. St Kilda's are pretenders. We're winning by 30 points.
30?
Yeah.
That's a good prediction. We're going to go into the predictions.
Our predictions might be a bit different on our camps. We go halfway in between.
I'm saying St Kilda's going to win.
Okay, then.
I never, ever to be against Freo. But if we play like we did last week against
St Kilda.
For two of the quarters, we might win. If we play for that for the whole.
Yeah, we play that for two quarters, we'd be up by about 40
We are very, points. Let me just say, we are very lucky. We played against Adelaide last week because if we played like that for the second and third.
If we play like we did for two quarters against Adelaide, we'll be up by 40 points against the Saints.
You reckon?
But then it might go downhill because of that next two
downhill,
quarters.
Get it?
I've got a prediction.
What's the prediction?
Akers plays in the wing, right?
Akers Brownlow.
Right, no. Bradley Hill plays in the wing, doesn't he?
He does.
Blake Akers is going to shut downhill.
I reckon he could. I mean,
and once we shut downhill,
their heads drop.
Yeah, I was going to say then we bring in Bailey Banfield. Proven tagger, right? He can tag people. We put him on Billings. Who they got left?
Oh, you've left me speech? Yeah, that's the game plan.
See? Justin is give me a ring.
You know, we need to... We need to work for Freo in the trade period.
I'm looking forward to the trade period.
Yeah. We said it before, but we'll say it again. Talking Freo trade period.
It's going to be
It's going to go off.
It is going to go off.
I mean, is it exam time or not? Hope not.
No, it's not.
Is the holiday?
Oh, it might be because of the longer season. Oh, doesn't matter. We'll still work something out.
Yeah. Who cares about exams?
We'll work something out.
Freo's more important than our careers.
Freo's life.
Freo's love. Freo's life.
See, we're going to win by 30 points this week.
30 points. Okay. So moving on to the Adelaide game. We got our first win.
That's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah. The 4 points on the board. Sometimes you
have to win. It doesn't matter. Sometimes, yeah. It doesn't matter how you play. As long as you come home with the four, well, we're not coming home, are we? But until next week, but as long as you, well, that's the same. As long as you come home with the 4 points,
yep,
it's fine.
Doesn't matter how we get the chocolate.
It doesn't. So I think obviously it was two quarters where we were pretty poor.
Yeah.
Especially the third quarter.
Yeah, especially the last 10 minutes of the third quarter. I thought that really.
I think we just tried to block them.
The first quarter was good.
It was. First and fourth.
Yeah, we looked like a good team, didn't we?
We did.
Like you said, first and fourth.
Yeah, so we put that.
Best moment of the game, Darcy Tucker's run.
In the last quarter. Yeah, that was great.
To put him away.
Love Darcy Tucker's run. This great effort there. Late in the game. Most people can't. I'm pretty tired by that point, but he kept going.
He did.
And he got the reward.
He did.
You know what they say, Ben?
Kick as well.
You know what they say?
What?
Reward the leads. And we did that.
We did. We chip kicks nicely. Most efficient comp in the AFL. Most efficient team in the AFL.
That's why we're going to beat St Kilda.
St Kilda have got some slippages with disposal efficiency.
Exactly. We've got some good intercept markers. We're going to intercept it. We're going to counter-attack with our...
What do you reckon the matchup? What do you reckon the matchup is this week?
The like biggest matchup?
Yep. Against Saints.
Just someone taking out Brad Hill.
Just
not in, don't mean like injuring him. Yeah, like, okay. I mean take him out again. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't wish injuries on anyone here.
No, we don't do that in
especially with the injuries we've got.
Oh. Going on that.
Should I get the list back up?
It feels like we've already talked about this because we have.
Yeah, we have. This is our injury list. Fife, Cox, Collier was not really an injury, it's more illness. Henry, Hogan, Gyro, Logue, Conker, Hamlin, Pierce, and Swartzkowski.
Okay, so you can really count.
Eight.
You can count off Henry because he already had that injury before he came to us.
True.
But still, even without that, that's ridiculous. And a lot of that is just soft tissue injuries. They're very preventable.
They are. And we had more on the list before the suspension of the season, so it could have been a lot worse.
Well, I don't know how people like Hamlin and Pierce re-injure their injuries in rehab or need
recovery. Hamlin's situation does not seem good.
I don't think you'll play this season.
It seems really bad from what they're saying. I'm not very confident about it at all.
For this season or future seasons?
Future seasons.
You think he might be done?
No, I'm not saying that, but there's potentially yes.
So it is, yeah. And you see people like Harley Bennell, who's... How many years? 4 or 5 years on our
list. And then they go to Melbourne, they find something that we should have taken out.
Yeah, in this car. That's what I don't understand. Oh, there's an extra muscle. How do you miss that? I mean, I'm not a doctor or anything, but they seem to find it within the first 2 weeks of him being there.
Yeah.
I think they found it in his medical.
Yeah, it's just...
Which is worrying. Well, that is genuinely worrying.
It's really, really worrying, actually. And I'm starting to think we might need to move on from Weber.
Oh, he needs to go. I'm sorry. He needs to go.
Yeah, we need to sort something out. Something's wrong.
There was a stat. Ever since his appointment in 2008, he has never, ever had less than 5 players on the injury list during a home and away season. So 12 years, he's never had less than 5
people. That's ridiculous.
I mean, you don't know about any other clubs. Stats are pointless without perspective, but I don't. And it's not... I mean, it is pretty unlucky, but it's who?
With the last two seasons,
it's who it is. Who it is. Morabito. He didn't get a career. Yeah,
Morabito didn't have a career.
Who else? There was Hill, just for the last...
Hill, last few years. Pierce and Hamlin right now, struggling to get on the field.
Kowski's out.
He's struggling to get on. It's just the same people.
Sandilands. was always out from that toe.
Yeah, he was. And now Griffin Logue's on a toe, so I'm quite worried about that.
That's it. Fife, I mean, his is more a leg break, so you can't really.
Yeah, I can't blame that. We just need to make sure we don't put him back in too early.
That's no good. Our shoulder last year, he did have a shoulder injury.
Yeah, but that was, yeah, he did. But shoulder. They seemed to work that pretty well.
Yeah, they
that to be fair.
That wasn't an issue for them. He got out there. I think he only missed 1 week. Still won the Brownlow.
That's, you already know. Best midfielder in the comp.
Do you reckon still?
Maybe not this year.
I don't think this year. I think he's been... I mean, you can't really tell.
I think Lockie Neal's going to win the Brownlow this year.
I think he deserves to win it as well. I don't think we should let him go.
Yeah, well...
I mean, you can't really just...
We know why he's heading off when he left.
What do you think?
He said he wasn't a fan of Ross Lyon.
Oh. Be interesting to see if...
I don't get why players leave because of one person at a club. There must have been something else.
Be money as well.
Yeah, well, we could have offered him money.
Yeah, but imagine how much Brisbane would have paid for him. A million.
Yeah, but...
It would have been on a million a season easily.
Yeah, but you think about it. If he was still in our midfield, where are we on the ladder?
Oh, are we any different? I think we're a bit higher.
I think we beat Brisbane.
Oh, we should
quite a lot.
We should have been Brisbane anyway.
If they didn't have Lockie Neal, we beat them easily.
Lockie Neal was elite.
And Lockie Neal was on our side.
He's elite. He is elite. Ed Langdon, I didn't rate that much.
He could run.
He could run, but you can run all you want if you're playing football. You can be Usain Bolt, run... Epoche, that guy who ran a marathon in 2 hours.
But yeah. Like,
you have to be able to do something with the ball. And yeah. He couldn't.
Yeah.
And like Gary Lyon said on his radio today, his kicking is horrible.
And he said the whole Melbourne team's kicking is horrible, and he's been saying it for years.
Yeah, I think this.
But no one listened to him a couple of years ago, and they were like, this is the best Melbourne team we've had for 25 years. And he said, no, it's not. And that was in 2018 when they made the prelim final.
That was a weird season for them.
I don't get what's going wrong with them.
It's not like they haven't got any. I don't understand why they're. I mean, it was similar to what we did.
Yeah, it was.
I mean,
I thought their team was better. They had some better players in their team.
Yeah,
better younger players.
And I feel like they were just starting as well. Sorry about that. I think we were. In our peak, when they weren't. They weren't in their peak. That was really just the start, I thought.
I thought that was the start of something big.
Yeah.
Which, obviously not. Sort of wish we were playing them this weekend.
Yeah, what do you mean?
We were going to beat St Kilda anyway, so.
So you think?
I'm calling it, mate. Everyone can come and hate on me if we lose.
That's good.
But we're not going to lose, okay. So it's going to be fine.
So you want to hear? That is what we want to hear.
Positive thoughts only here.
That's it. I've got a few questions from the Instagram followers.
We do have a few questions.
It's very weird.
There was quite a few at the same. So
I think we got about...
I just took 25,
30.
Yeah, I just took screenshots of
some of them. We can't answer 30 questions.
So Jacob Sultana, who will be our next captain?
We said Brayshaw, and you said...
I said Walters if he's... If like five steps down and then gives it to Walters, but I could see Brayshaw.
Yep.
I could also see Pierce or Hamlin.
Yep. I could see that as well. Yep.
I can also see players.
I mean, yeah, I would say Conker, but he's a bit too old.
He's only 25.
Yeah, but by the time five.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's what I mean.
Ben, what are thoughts on our tool back stocks and if/who they should target during the trade period? I don't think we should target anyone.
Yeah, I don't think we're really.
Back in the trade period. Just got to get our players fit.
Our back stocks, we've got plenty. Too bad they're all injured.
That's true. Like, three players.
Three key players. That's key.
Yeah. And I think Griffin Lowe's really stepped up as well.
If we have them, how are people kicking goals?
Well, they're not, are they?
They're not, exactly. When you think about it, last year before... Hamling and Pierce went down. We were. I mean, it was more Pierce went down first because Hamling did play most of the season.
Yeah, he did.
But
things went.
We
wrong.
Were on track for top four. I think
things went wrong.
I think people forget that we were on track for top four.
No, that's true, but we did lose some teams we shouldn't have lost to as well.
We were one win out of the top four. And we just, before the bye,
it's funny you say that, Ben, because you did send a message to some people at then. Frio are finishing top four. I'm calling it right now. That aged well, didn't it?
Oh, is this... It wasn't a message. It was a... Yeah, I remember that.
That aged well, didn't it, Ben?
It was, because Lob went down, and I said, and it was like a thing coming out, Lob will be back in 2 weeks. I was like, Frio to finish top four. Calling it right now.
Yeah, that was very wrong.
We were almost close to the bottom four. We were.
We were
close to the bottom four. Actually, we're two spots out of bottom four.
We were. But, you know, it's fine. We can move on.
Yeah, we can.
And I think this season will be more developing the young players and getting players fit.
That's it.
And then last question, Frio forever. Who do you think will make the biggest difference in Frio's 2020 season?
I'm going to say Blake Akers and James Ash or James Ash.
Yeah, totally agree. Yep. James Ash has been really good so far. He's getting around quietly, doing the job.
He is.
Blake Akers, well, 30 disposals in every Master Series game he played. And in the intra-clubs, he got 30-plus disposals as well.
Mm.
And that's when Fife was in the midfield as well.
So let's move on to team selection for round six.
So it really does depend if Cox and Fife come back in.
I don't really... If Fife isn't 110% fit, don't play him.
Yeah, don't.
I would rather beat West Coast than Saints.
Yeah, that's true.
I would rather lose to Saints.
But I really want to beat St Kilda.
Than win to Saints and lose West Coast.
I really want to beat St Kilda.
Yeah, but if we can only win one, I'm choosing to beat West
Coast. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm choosing.
So that's what I mean.
I'd rather only win one game all season, but be guaranteed to beat West Coast.
That's it. That's all we want. It's one derby win. First time in almost 5 years.
Yeah, but I really want to beat St Kilda.
6 years almost.
And if you tuned into our Instagram streams, I think people do know why I want to beat St Kilda.
Some interesting.
Yeah, so I really want to beat St Kilda now after after the Saints fan came.
Raided our live stream and started abusing us.
Yeah, so must win.
And let me tell you, we have your Instagram name. And we're requesting you to join our live. And we'll just ask you a few questions about how the Saints go.
That'd be good, actually.
Actually, it would be a good idea.
It'd be good even if we lose. Yeah, see how he thinks the game went.
Wouldn't be a bad idea. So if you're listening, give us a message.
Yeah, and we'll get something organised.
All right. So do you think that Fife, honestly comes in? I know we just touched on it, but I don't think.
Yes.
You think that's... I'm going to say no.
I think they're going to play him.
Okay.
Because when it comes down to a footy club,
you just need your best player out there.
They're like, yeah, we need our best player. I don't think Cox will play. I think that's why Tobe Watson will come to the team.
Tobe.
And I think Blake Akers will come in.
Blakely, where is he? People have been calling out for Connor Blakely. Mixo.
For weeks.
He's gone missing.
Well,
report to Justin Longmuir found.
Everyone thought there was something wrong.
I think we have addressed this before.
He got dropped in a Master Series game.
Yeah. Why would you drop?
That's when we were like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Wait a second. There's like, we had six or seven players on the bench, something like that.
I'll just touch on this.
And
I think
you're not playing Blakely.
I'll touch on this theory, this rumour. Should we touch on it? I think we can just say one word. Apparently, I think we had mentioned this last year.
There was an issue between some of the players.
There was a bit of a betrayal of trust. That's all I'm going to say.
We don't know if it's true.
Yeah, we could be completely...
We could be wrong. Yeah, there was rumours. Obviously, we don't know if it's true. That's why we're not going to say too much about it.
Yep.
Because, obviously, don't want to...
So, anyone.
We obviously don't know if it actually happened, so we're just going to leave it there. But I don't think that's the problem, because that was a different coach.
Yeah. But then I guess the players wouldn't forget that sort of thing.
But for us, that's not stopping him from getting in the team.
That's very true.
Because the footy club's like our best player, they've got to play.
Yeah, but if you don't trust someone out in the field, that's an issue.
That's true.
It is an issue because If you, yeah.
I think it's more to do with his kicking.
Yep, he hasn't been the greatest kicking. Sorry, I'm just dropping on the floor. But yeah.
No, I do think that he should get again this week. I don't know
who's
why.
Who's he come in for?
Well, I mean.
So we've got two people. Who's coming out? We've got Conker going out.
Yep, I think. I
and
think
Lowe going out.
I think he comes in for Conker.
Well, if I'm assuming Five's coming in.
Okay.
I think that comes in for Conker.
You think Five for Conker?
Yeah. And then I think Blake Akers is going to get a game.
Oh, true. I don't think Bewley will get something.
And I think he comes in for Bewley.
Yep, I don't think Bewley is.
And then the third position is Griffin Logue, who's a tall back.
Yep. And that's...
You can't put a smaller player in.
You label
a tall back.
You put Tobe on him.
You've got to bring in another tall back. So
and that
the
is...
The only player can come in...
Tobe Watson.
...is Tobe Watson.
And that'll be the start of a great defender.
We've been mentioning his name...
For months.
Since...
Last year.
Last year...
He's a cult figure. He is a cult figure.
So if people say you jumped on a bandwagon, we did not jump on a bandwagon
for
Tobe.
And we will gladly point you to the right podcast and timestamp where we first said Tobe.
Yeah, I remember it was the second Mars Series game, I think. No, it was the first.
It was the first after that amazing spoil.
Yeah, and we just both went Tobe, and that was it. That was it. Ever since then, we've wanted him to play a game.
Yep. And... If Tobe gets a game this week, we're going to watch it together.
Yeah, I might not be able to.
Well, it doesn't matter. You're going to have to cancel all your plans because it's Tobe's debut if he makes it.
True, but you know.
Tobe's debut.
Got to go get a win for the Rams.
Oh, yeah, you are. My bad.
Yeah.
You are playing Colts.
Yeah.
Big boy.
So, yeah, might not be able to do that. I'm actually going to be very disappointed I missed Tobe's debut. After recording it. Like
I will record all the best
Tobe moments.
Tobe, if Tobe gets a debut, I promise to make a
Tobe
compilation. Put on our Instagram.
And,
I promise. I'll make a compilation of all these touches. All these events.
And we want everyone to go
Tobe in the comments.
Put at Tobe in the comments.
That's it. Hopefully this is still recording. Yeah, we are. So that's good. That scared me for a second. All right, so is that all we got to talk about?
I think that's it.
All right, thanks, guys, for listening. I just missed what I was going to say. 3, 2, 1, go Freeman.